91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
the Jackson 5 with I Want You Back from their debut album called Diana Ross Presents the Jackson 5. And that was a marketing ploy. Basically, Diana Ross had nothing to do with the album or promoting it or introducing them, although she did introduce them at certain concerts and on some TV shows. They were basically discovered by Gladys Knight and Bobby Taylor, but it was a marketing ploy that Berry Gordy thought would be a great idea because Diana Ross was the bee's knees at that point. So that was the debut album from the Jackson 5. And before that, we heard the Beatles with Oh Darling from Abbey Road. And the reason we're playing that is because we're in 1969, the Beatles radio experience here at The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Alt. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And if you were listening to progressive rock radio in 1969, these are the songs you would likely hear. I Want You Back, of course, probably would have been more of a top 40 station. But, you know, if you were listening to WNEW or one of those great stations, they played, you know, just whatever they wanted to play, all kinds of album tracks that you wouldn't hear on any other station. So that's what we're going to do tonight is part four of the 1969 Beatles radio experience. Well, I hope you're all having a good day and a good night. My day was spent decompressing from kind of whirlwind weekend. I ended up in New Orleans for a couple of days, and it's probably my favorite place in the country to visit. And probably wouldn't want to live there, but it's a great place to visit because of the music that's everywhere. I got to see Bourbon Street this time, which I didn't see the first time I was there. And if you hadn't seen Bourbon Street, I found out you haven't really seen New Orleans, and that's where a lot of the music happens, apart from Jackson Square and places that were actually unaffected by Hurricane Katrina some years ago. So it's a great place to visit. So anyway, we have a trivia question, and we had originally asked this question a few weeks ago during our fundraiser, but it was late in the show. I didn't think I was going to do a trivia question because we were doing the fundraiser, but then Mr. Winkerdoodle suggested I did it, so I did it, and I neglected to give the answer because actually nobody called anyway. It was not enough time, really. So this has nothing to do with 1969. It goes back to 67, actually. In the movie Magical Mystery Tour, there is a dream sequence where John Lennon is playing a waiter. It's an actual dream that he had. So he's playing a waiter, and he's literally shoveling food, masses of food, onto Ringo's aunt's plate in this restaurant. So the question is, what was the food that John Lennon was shoveling in massive quantities onto Ringo's aunt's plate? If you know the answer, 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. And if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, you can be the first caller to get a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. Now let's carry on with the Cream. We'll be right back. And that was The Ballad of John and Yoko from a B-side of a Beatles single released in 1969. And we started off that set with Cream, Politician. That was supposed to be from Goodbye Cream because that was what was released in 1969. But I think that I played the version from Live Cream Volume 2, which was released a year or two or maybe even three later. I'm not sure. I have to check on that because I'm playing it from a CD box set and they don't really indicate what album it's on. But memory serves me, that's not it, because actually I learned how to play guitar on the from the Goodbye Cream album. The song Politician, that taught me an awful lot about playing guitar. So in any event, that was Cream, Politician, and then the Beatles with The Ballad of John and Yoko. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, Where Great Music Lives, and I'm Gary Ault, your host of The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. We're in 1969, the Beatles radio experience. So anything you might have heard on the radio in 1969, including Beatles group work and solo work, maybe on the show, and this is part four. So, after the break, some more music.
Every artist's work is in some way inspired by their personal experience. Hear what a range of musicians have to say about how their life and the world around them has inspired their songs. I'm David Dye. Dig a little deeper into the music on Conversations from the World Cafe.
Saturday mornings at 6 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Programming on WNTI comes from Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Mars, located in Hastings Commons on Schooley's Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Gary Vandervliet offers a variety of dental services, including same-day crowns and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone 908-852-8858.
Jazzmaster Bill Mays returns to the Centenary stage with his new ensemble, Inventions Trio. For the past five decades, Mays has performed with renowned artists including Barry Manilow, Frank Sinatra, and Frank Zappa, to name but a few. The Inventions Trio is a musical group collaborated by Mays, trumpeter, flugelhornist Marvin Stamm, and cellist Alicia Horn. The Inventions Trio has performed nationally at festivals, colleges, and musical institutes. Inventions Trio explores the intersection of chamber music and jazz, performing fresh interpretations of well-known classical themes, jazz classics, and original works. Tickets are just $17.50 and may be purchased online at centenarystageco.org or by calling the box office at 908-979-0900. Don't miss the Bill Mays Inventions Trio, Sunday, October 28th at 2 p.m. at Centenary Stage.
And I forgot to mention that we did have several callers that answered the trivia question correctly. And, of course, the first caller will win the ticket. I always say ticket, gift certificate to Andres. We'll announce the winner and the other people that gave the correct answer and the answer itself about 10 to 9. Now we're going to carry on with something from the first album from Ambrose Slade, and if you're familiar with Slade, everybody, I don't know, what was it, come on, hear the feel the noise, I forget the song, but we might remember them from the 70s, I guess, when they were really popular for a period of time, but they were originally called Ambrose Slade, and their name was changed after their debut album. So we're going to hear a cover of a classic, Born to be Wild.
Oh, outstanding with your eyes in disguise. Just beyond Damascus. We'll be right back.
91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College.
You rock and roll, make me dizzy.
right. Debut material from Rod Stewart. Let's go back to the beginning of that set. We started out with Ambrose Slade, later known as Slade, and very, very popular in the 1970s, with their cover of Steppenwolf's Born to Be Wild from the album Beginnings, their debut album. And then we heard the debut album from Alice Cooper. Interestingly, the original idea was that the group was named Alice Cooper. Of course, the individual that, you know, I don't know his real name, but Alice Cooper was also Alice Cooper, but that was the name of the group originally. And the album, well, we heard a song called Reflected, which actually the album, let's see, let me get this right. That was later released as Elected on the album Billion Dollar Babies, released in 1973. So that's the story behind that. And then we heard from the Stooges, the Iggy Pop band, the Stooges, with I Want to Be Your Dog from the debut album, The Stooges. So we're doing a lot of debuts tonight. Carried on then with the Plastic Ono Band with Dizzy Miss Lizzy from Live Piece in Toronto, 1969, with Eric Clapton, Klaus Voormann, and Alan White on drums. And then we heard from the debut album, eponymously titled Mott the Hoople, with their cover of The Kinks' You Really Got Me, which, of course, was a instrumental version. And then we heard Rod Stewart with An Old Raincoat Will Never Let You Down, and that was the name of the album as well as the song released in the UK, but in this country it was released as just called Rod Stewart. So that was his debut album. So this is 91.9 WNTI. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Alton. We are playing the anything that would have been on the radio in 1969, along with all the great Beatles songs from Abbey Road and some of their 45s, as well as John Lennon material released in 1969 that you might have heard on the radio in that year. So after the break, we're going to carry on with some more music from John Lennon.
Hi, this is your Golden Gup
and Lulu,
inviting you to join us on the dance floor Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for the classic big band sounds, America's pop and jazz vocalists, and forgotten hit parade treasures right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College. WNTI support comes from the Mayo Performing Arts Center, presenting the Blind Boys of Alabama and Dr. John in Spirituals to Funk, Thursday, November 15th at 8 p.m. And from Good Homes, Thanksgiving Eve, November 21st. The Mayo Center is located on South Street in Morristown, New Jersey. Tickets and information available at mayoarts.org or by phone 973-539-8008.
Does your business or organization have a community event coming up? Want to get the word out to the online community? You can post your event through the community events calendar at WNTI.org. To submit your event, go to WNTI.org and follow the instructions. Within a few days, your event will be seen by the many visitors to the WNTI website. So go to WNTI.org and submit your community event today.
Everybody talks about bag.
right. Jefferson Airplane from Bless Its Pointed Little Head, a live album released in 1969 with 3/5 of a mile in 10 seconds. And that goes out to Bug in White House Station, who called just as I was about to cue something up. And I just happened to have a Jefferson Airplane album in front of me, so I put it on for him. He wanted to hear some Airplane. So happy to oblige, Bug. Thanks for calling. And we started off that set with Plastic Ono Band with Give Peace a Chance, their first single released as the Plastic Ono Band. And you're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, the 1969 radio experience, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, with the answer to the trivia question. We had asked a couple of weeks ago, and we never gave you the answer, but nobody called in with it anyway. So we asked it again, and it has to do with the Magical Mystery Tour movie, rather. John Lennon had a dream that they actually worked into the movie. So it's a dream sequence in the movie of John playing a waiter who's shoveling mounds and mounds and mounds of a certain kind of food onto Ringo's aunt's plate, her dinner plate. And the question was, what was the food? And four people called with the correct answer. Marianne from Sussex / Vernon being the person they called first and got the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique. But the answer is spaghetti. So it's you got to see that movie someday. I don't think a lot of people have seen it, but it's really a bizarre. The whole thing is kind of bizarre, but it's really strange seeing this just unbelievable mound of spaghetti, and she's saying, no, please, I can't eat all this. Bob from Andover also called with the correct answer, who happened to be eating at an Italian restaurant when he called. So I hope we didn't spoil your dinner, Bob, but thanks for calling. And Mike from Stanhope and Warren from Frelinghausen also called with the correct answer. So thanks, everyone, for calling in. And now we're going to carry on with something from the Hair soundtrack.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new told lies, with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness. Who knows what stands in front of our lives? I fashion my future on films in space. Silence tells me secretly everything, everything. Manchester, England, England. Manchester, England, England. Across the Atlantic Sea. And I'm a genius, genius. I'm living sealed with the righteous peace. Sealed with the righteous peace. The rest is silent.
That's me.
The rest is silent. The rest is silent.
Yeah.
You're listening to, what is it? Sea of Time. Sorry, I forgot what track it was. Sea of Time from the Yellow Submarine soundtrack. And speaking of time, I'm all out of time. I had about two or three other songs I wanted to play for you, including some Beatles. So I don't know. I somehow ran out of time, did too much talking, I guess. But you have been listening to 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, and this is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and we've been listening to the 1969 radio experience, Beatles radio experience. It's as if you were listening to WNEW or some other progressive rock station and hearing all that they had to offer, including the Beatles. And we just got a caller saying that he's retuned into this show and really, really enjoyed hearing that song from Hair. So I'm glad to be able to oblige. Roger, thank you for calling in. And let's see, up next is E-Town. And after that, we have Mike the Hippie with the Midweek Jam, and followed by Keller Williams at midnight. So without any further ado, I bid you adieu. This has been The Cavern. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we'll see you next week with part five of the Beatles' 1969 radio experience.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.